Okay, picture this. You're living in the beautiful city of Amsterdam in the Netherlands. You're enjoying a quiet afternoon in your apartment, and then you hear this. That's the sound of British boys behaving badly, as captured by Twitter user Stijn de Vries.
Now, Amsterdam is rolling out an ad campaign telling the Brits to stay away. The videos will be targeted at young men in the UK who search online for terms such as pub crawl Amsterdam.
Sebrin Benader lives in the city and is all too familiar with these groups.
Completely wasted, vomiting in the streets, causing a lot of noise, smoking a lot of weed. Yeah, especially I think these UK males, they just travel in a small car, drive to the city, they just sleep in their car, did a party for a weekend.
Benader is a financial tech developer and is not surprised that Amsterdam chose young British people as a target of this campaign.
That's definitely the loudest and the one that is interrupting daily life the most. They're just like this stereotypical annoying tourist. Like if you close your eyes, you'll probably think of a British young male.
The city says it'll direct ads at others later this year, but that doesn't matter to Marco Walker. He's the owner of Design Adventure, a UK travel agency that specializes in bachelor parties around Europe.
My first reaction to it was discriminatory against the Brits.
He points out that young men from other countries like to overindulge too.
British guys do tend to drink, but so do the Irish and so do the Germans as well. And perhaps I think the British are quite loud, but they're having fun. The majority of the British groups that I meet are very kind, caring and chatty and fun.
All in all, Walker believes Amsterdam's campaign could work.
You're going to get groups of guys look at the headlines and thinking, well, actually, is it worth going over there? Maybe we might get messy and we're going to get picked up and fined or even put in jail.
But what if that's the life that some people want? City resident Benader thinks the campaign could backfire.
They're basically warning about the risks of drinking and taking drugs. Well, I think that's actually why they're coming to the city.
This is like putting an R rating on a movie. It makes some people want to see it more.